Should be good to go.
You gotta get on, or you gotta wait.
You have to wait till the
Yeah, we don't. Yeah, we. Oh, there she comes.
Today is Thursday, June 5th, and this is the board meeting of the Leon County Research and Development Authority. We don't have any guests, and I don't think we have anybody calling, but we're done.
We do have to approve Shontag.
Okay, we got to approve for the electronic meetings. I need a motion for that.
So moved. Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Thank you.
Thank you
Modification.
all.
And I've got one kind of slight one. Do you have any, Michael, or is that okay? At the either at the F under 11 or under new business, both Eric and Ray are going to discuss some ideas that we might have. And let's see, I think that's it. Did we have any public comment?
Did not.
Before we get started, I just want to mention that I think everyone knows Ann Longley passed away on May 3rd. I just want to say a couple of things. You were a great friend. She was a better lawyer. She was involved with Leon County R&D Authority for a long time. She served as our chair. She was vice chair a couple of times. Just a great lady. As well,
She was.
I want everybody to take a second to think about her. All right, moving on. Has everyone read the minutes?
Approved.
All in favor?
Aye.
Thank you. Under consent, y'all can see there we've got the audit committee report, executive report, innovation part, QLH, board of directors report, executive committee report. And I guess we need to motion to approve these appointments. Those on consent.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Thank you. Number eight kind of plays into the discussion style along with the executive committee has made a recommendation for our board to accept Rick Meyer as vice chair because of Ann Longley's own family. And you gave me a motion to ratify that.
Move. Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Welcome on board and thank you.
Thanks.
Dave, you want to go with the treasury report?
Yes, I think we all have been reviewed before, but the audit came out really, really fine. Again, I will say that our team, led by Annie and our group over at the support staff, they have really done an amazing job of keeping us first class regarding proficiency and meeting our expectations. So thank you again, Annie. Thank you again, folks who have helped you with that. There's not a whole lot of difference with the treasury report, kind of what we have been expecting, experiencing all along. We had the consolidated balance sheet. Our cash was at around $59,000. The big piece of that, though, is the investment portfolio, almost $1.7 million. We've been digging on that a little tiny bit, but it did go up to another $6,000 just interest earned for the month. We're in a good interest period right now, and so that has helped. Our biggest net asset is the property, $23,182,000 after depreciation. That's primarily this building. It'll go away at some point in time and leave us with very few assets. Our payables are around $42,000. Our long-term debt is at $4,229,000. That goes up about $11,000 to $12,000 a month as we accrue interest, and it goes into the property long-term debt account. Total assets and liabilities total $25,060,000. We look over at the income statement and kind of what we've been experiencing all along. Our revenues for the first 7 months are $133,000. That's a little bit less than, well, it's a bit less than what we budgeted, but again, we budgeted some items to come into revenue, but instead of coming as adjustments to assets.
That's right.
So that really is not off of what we had really thought it should be. Our expenses were $301,000. Revenue, again, was $107,000 short, but expenses were $123,000 short. So it's favorable. We operated a little bit more favorable than we had budgeted. So unless someone has questions, I would defer to Michael for any comments he'd like to make.
Yep. Anybody have any questions on that? The only thing I'd add to, as David mentioned, we're sitting today at $1.75 million in cash, if you will, of all our sources, including the investment account. And to highlight the RDA through April, which for us is, what, 8-9 months, we ran $100,000 below budget on expenses. The NFIL ran $100,000 over expenses. But keep in mind, our budget contemplated a transfer of the NFL by December 31st. So we have now held it an extra 4 months. And frankly, running at $25,000 per month is a little below what we had anticipated the holding cost was. That continues until transfer, but that is the reality. I'll move straight to where we expect to be cash-wise at the end of the fiscal year. If you guys remember, my original numbers for that were around $1.1 million to $1.1 million. It turns out we are probably most likely going to be holding this asset until the end of the fiscal, you know, our fiscal year, at least certainly through June 30, and we have an interest payment due to FSU in the middle of June, which is $250,000. So all we have to pay in the first year is $200,000. The interest only for the first 12 months after the CO. That's where that number comes from. They fully expect to receive it, if anybody's been paying attention. I contemplated that if we transferred this thing in December, we wouldn't make any of those payments, right? But given what's going on in the world, especially under the research side and their financing and funding, they are fully intending and expecting us to make that payment. And frankly, we are contractually obligated to make that payment. My hope is, again, we will transfer it before any ultimate other payments are due, because the next payment we do would be in June of 2026. So that'll leave us closer to 850-900. That's a long way to say that, so I apologize, by the end of the fiscal year, having made that payment. And that assumes we'll still, that includes keeping the NFIL another 9 months in those months. So still pretty close to what we originally had contemplated in having cash with a number of negative things.
What is the one that transfer down?
I'll get to that, and specifically, if that's okay, if you're later, I have it engaged in coming up in just a second. And that's all I've got under the Treasury and CAD, unless anybody has any questions for me.
Mr. Chair, I recommend the Treasury report be approved.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Down to 10.
Yeah, a couple of just quick updates for everybody. Obviously, yeah, IPTLH has its own board that makes a lot of the decisions, but just to bring everybody up to speed, we have $290,000 roughly left of the FF&E from the original $1.5 million appropriation. That $290,000 left includes about $12,000 of the interest we on that account, which we expect to spend on FF&E as well. That's where we are on that. My hope will be to spend that all before the end of our fiscal year this year, just to have a clean audit finish. This is largely driven by the work we're doing with FSU and the prospective tenants. So they're driving a little bit of that spending. So it's going to be close to whether we can consume that. I know they have a number of projects that they want to do, which we are waiting on quotes from contractors. And so once we get the quote, we are okay with it, then starting it and finishing it by September 30 is starting to look pretty tight to me. We have gotten no new members in the lab, other than the three members, if you recall, we brought over from Collins. Two of those three have added to their space. So right now we generate about $7,000 a month in rentals off of our lab tenants. Okay. Three quick things just to make sure everybody's aware of in case you hear or read about them in the paper. There was some damage to the front door of this building this past Sunday night, well, the front area, I should say, a card reader, a handicap. There was an incident somewhere near the park, near the pond, or over by IT services. A lady was being chased. She tried to get into the building at midnight. The cops just came out Tuesday and looked at video footage. They also requested it from Danfoss and from the IT services over here. But anyway, that, I mean, we had nothing to do with it. She couldn't get into the building. It was midnight. But that did happen. And for either her or the person who was chasing her, damaged some things outside. They will have to deal with. Okay. Another one, which is just the nature of the lab business. We had a small formic acid spill in the freezer room. And mitigated.
Go back there. Yes. We have cameras and footage.
We do. And the cops got the camera for that. Now, our camera system is, you know, it records, it's motion activated, records for a minute, so it does not capture everything. You know, so now we're having an internal discussion of, with FSU, of course, is what does their systems normally require around their buildings? Doesn't make any sense for us to make big investments with this thing about to transfer, but just wanted to understand our options and what the cost would be, because anyway. So that was it. That's really the update on the lab. So if anybody's got any questions on that, say, feel free to ask it. Okay. Okay, update on the RDA, just broad brush. The out parcel, if you guys recall, the 12 acres just next door with some fee simple property we own that Dan Foss has leased for basically through 2074 for a 50-year lease. We executed a purchase agreement with Florida State for $100 for that. It is expected to close August 15 of this year. That's a lot longer to get done. Again, some of this is frankly driven by the general counsel office at FSU is absolutely swamped with a million projects right now, getting what's going on in the state world. And they're doing a bunch of their own real estate transactions, frankly. So that's the out parcel status. The lab and the build to scale green. Everything that we have submitted, all of their requests, formal requests to the EDA, they have acknowledged receipt. They came back with a number of questions for both us and for Florida State in regards to the building green, which we responded very quickly between us and FSU. I'm all over FSU, and I'm constantly reminding the EDA what you need from us. They're grinding through whatever that process is. As far as the build scale, I formally requested that about a month ago. They asked me questions from the EDA. As you would guess, these are different people, different departments in the EDA. They're different kinds of grants. They had asked me for a bunch of information, which we provided. They confirmed yesterday they have it because they never confirmed before. I followed up again yesterday. Hey, just want to make sure you've got this and you have no questions. She goes, yep, we all got it. It's in process. They have not reached out yet to FSU, who they will ask to complete many of the same forms they completed for the grant on the building. So that's all moving at some pace that we don't have much visibility of, but we will not be the holdup. I constantly am reminding the EDA, both of my contacts, if FSU doesn't respond to you within 24 hours, she will let me know, and I will start the pestering campaign. So that's where that stands. And I've got good enough relationships with the folks at FSU that they're reaching out to that I will know instantly when they get asked for something as well. Those are happening. Ponds and roads. If you guys recall, originally our plan was those to be last, but because of this thing with the EDA and the labs, I have flip-flopped those, and I have submitted about a month ago, 6 weeks ago, to the DEP, the ponds and roads transfer. So we may end up the last thing being transferred being the lab. We control the timing. If you recall what happens once the DEP has done their thing, the state level, they send a document to us and to FSU to execute. If it turns out the EDA can move quicker, I can hold my signatures until we decide to transfer, because there's a number of things that will have to be worked out. Most importantly, all of the CAM between the FSU, FAMU, and the handoff with the RDA, the declarant rights, you know, the hotel rights and the trust, all those things have to be managed too, which we're working on kind of the document that will transfer those things, but as long as it's the last piece. So that's the
CAM extend to the other people out here, the other, if you will.
Everything that's in the original property we control and we're administering is under the key.
Okay.
Yeah, that's it. And so that's got to be, and ultimately that'll we'll get extracted from that, frankly, and that'll be just an FSU, FAMU, and RDA will probably be a party, but just so that we're releasing those up, I want to be released from any obligations on the CAM as an entity, right? And same with all the declarant rights. I'm going to extract this completely. So that's the kind of on the property side. So everything's in the works. There will be, at the end of those two things, at this point, ponds, roads, out three things, out parcel, ponds, roads, and the lab. That's all of our dirt other than Eisenhower, which I'll talk about in a second. That's it. We'll be out of the dirt business. If you recall, there was a tornado just over a year ago that has happened. We continue to work through FEMA. We believe we have gotten the approval to take care of the work on the pond and regarding all the stuff that went into the pond, the trail, and some debris projects. As I think I mentioned, maybe not to the full board, it's a $52,000 project. FEMA's agreed to pay 75% of that. So we'll be out $13,000. You probably saw in your package that we had kind of reviewed our purchasing policy. We're trying to do this under an emergency exercise just to get it rolling before storm surge season. And FEMA came back and said, well, we'd like you to get multiple bids because now it's one thing to comply with our purchasing policy. Apparently, FEMA money, you have to comply with their purchasing policies. We have since done that. And then yesterday or earlier Tuesday this week, I got approval from FEMA that this is acceptable. So we're hoping to start pretty soon on that bond. And that may delay a little bit of the transfer of that pond in the middle to FSU until we've completed that work and requested that. There also is about $400,000 that's been approved by FEMA for Collins Johnson Morgan building. I'm moving that at a pace that hopefully those will transfer, because those buildings have already transferred. So the question will we have to somehow be in the middle of that, or can we hand those off? I wanted to get this pond project completely done and off the list to start trying to navigate that, and rather than add more complexity to the pond trail. But I want to get that done because once the pond's done, that facilitates us transferring the ponds and works. So that was the reference to the purchasing policy, which I think we're going to be okay on that. As we've mentioned before,
the current time, the pond is not accepting trail.
Parts of it, people are walking up, but it is not safe as it should be. There are signs missing. It needs what's called millings, is that stuff that the base, if you will, so much of that got washed out. Remember when two things happened, there was trees down. So to clear the trees, massive amount of equipment went in there, which made it 10 feet wider, stumps everywhere. Trashed or whatever wasn't trashed by the storm got trashed by the
cleanup.
Right. So yeah, so it's really not in a good spot. And there's a lot of debris. So the pond isn't functioning really as it should, moving water places, because so much junk has now gotten all in those culverts. National Park Service continues to pay us every month. We are trying to navigate this. The lease did expire, but as they have remarkably favorable holdover rates, and not from a rental perspective, but just by to continue occupying the property. So FSU, Kevin and Kyle and me were trying to figure out how to navigate this transfer without disrupt. I mean, remember, it's FSU's property, but how to navigate the bank account without, I can stop the payments, like closing our bank account, but that doesn't mean FSU will start getting them. So that's a thing we'll have to figure out. We do have contact with the GSA that runs the Parks Department real estate portfolio, but as you would guess, in those federal agencies right now, that it's a different person every time. So anyway, that's ongoing. I mentioned already the June 2025 this month interest payment later this month, and then the Eisenhower, which we'll talk about in a second. We've done nothing on that. If you guys recall, I talked about this several months ago, probably a board meeting or two ago, that from an independent source, at Town Court, they believe the Eisenhower has favorable zoning, commercial. It's a big piece of property. We've had a phase one done. No evidence for, or cause for a second, or phase two rather. But we've made no decisions. So I have not marketed that property anyway. We've made no decisions. I think Ray's got an idea, something to be considered. But that's still out there. So we've got this Eisenhower, which we're not working on at all. Our cash, we're trying to make it last as long as we can in the near term. And once we transfer this building, that burn on the cash obviously goes way down. Effectively, it becomes just payroll until we can wind everything else down. I've said a lot there on that section, so I'm open that for questions.
I want to mention something too on that. We kind of danced around this at the exec committee, but the Eisenhower property is some dry powder for us in the event that this transfer of this building doesn't occur as possible. And those interest payments in some way, it's P&I, principal and interest. I don't remember exactly.
410 would be the payment in June of 2027.
I mean, we don't have a lot of life if this doesn't get transferred. I mean, everything looks like it's going to. So I really appreciate everybody thinking about ideas of what we do with Eisenhower, or if we were to sell Eisenhower. But I think the timing's got to be right on us really pulling the trigger on some activity there.
Yeah, and along that vein, we did ask the board, all of the board at a larger meeting, is to start thinking about, as we do get to the end of this, whatever that is, what we will have. The expectation is that we will have two things left in some capacity, right? The Eisenhower property and some cash. And what we do with that, there's the opportunity to do stuff kind of in scope, if you will, of what we do. But there's also an opportunity to make recommendations for wherever it might end up. Now, by charter, if you recall, half of our stuff's supposed to go to FAMU, half of it's supposed to go to FSU. That's a little bit funky. I think it's got to happen. It's going through the county to do that probably. So we don't, but I think there is, I think it's incumbent upon us to at least decide or recommend what we think would be a good use of these things. It doesn't mean anybody's going to follow this, right?
Can you remind me, what's the zoning designation for Eisenhower? Is it similar to what everything else?
It's industrial.
It's industrial, it's better than.
Yeah. And it's fairly, and apparently, like, I don't know anything about anything. That's apparently a very favorable and unique and flexible zoning to have exist right here. And there's very limited parts of it. Thank you. Again, this is according to Don McNeil, as Tom brought up. You know, him saying it's worth $1.5 million.
Man.
Doesn't mean we turn into $1.5 million 6 weeks later, right?
But if John McNeil's on it.
I don't think he's, you know, trying to feed me a line, but also selling it and saying it's worth, you know, yeah. Those are two different things and actually.
Supply and demand have to.
That's right. You got to find a buyer for sure.
That's a good segue ending, Eric.
Chairman, before we go there, kind of passed over the opportunity report, the financial statements. And I just have a note.
Okay.
Comment for me more than people. The audit committee met on the 4th of March, and Allison Harrell, our auditor, and the draft financial statements to us, a very positive report. No problems, no disagreements encountered. No recommendations from the So by and large, it was a really good report, very positive. Therefore, the audit committee requests board approval of the 2024 audited financial statements.
Okay. We'll get
motion.
All in
favor? Aye. Thank you, Reagan. One thing I could add to that is if you look at this year's audit, there is one unique thing from prior years. I asked them, given where everything's going on, we have this funding for FF&E. What's the most conservative way for a presentation of our financials? Because you've got the single purpose audit kind of element. And she said to characterize the IPTLH as a blended component unit is the most overwhelming. She goes, there are a number of other ways you could try it, but the most conservative way of a presentation for any reader would be calling it a blended component unit, which is exactly so we follow their advice. And that's how these, so you'll see a term in there that you won't have seen in a prior year audit. And you'll also notice there were some restatements from the prior year's fiscal year, which reflect going ahead and capturing and representing that and presenting it as a blended component unit as well. Thank you for bringing that back up.
Are we ready to make any business?
A quick question. This is kind of an open-ended question, Michael. You know, with all the things that are happening at the federal level with, you know, NSF, NIH, which doesn't relate to it directly, but also you have FEMA and even National Park Service. Do you see any risks in terms of the transition of all of our operations?
The FSU?
Yes, exactly. Do you see any of the federal stuff happening affecting the
time? I don't think so. We're going to get pushback from on the EDA side. FSU has every indication is that they are moving forward as fast. Remember, we're waiting on the EDA, not waiting on FSU. I did wait on FSU to tell me which entity, which took me 3 months between Board of Trustees and research, which really, it was not a delay tactic. It was insane, in my opinion, that it took that long to get me an answer, but that was the case. So that was the holdup for our initial request. I didn't want to request it from EDA, and they go, well, who are we going to talk to? Where's it going? Yeah. And so that's, it did take me a long time, but they had moved very quickly. I've got no indication from Valerie or Stacey or anybody. This is in their strategic plan, is to have this kind of resource for the university, the IP department, and the community. They've got the IRCD, they've got their spending, you know, they got $500,000 of payroll in this building to advance this under some existing grants that they already have. So yeah, they're everything I've got is a critical issue for, but we are limited by how fast the EDA is going to move. And I think there's like four people left working there, kind of like the IRS. So, you know, it's just a matter of getting this high enough priority list for somebody to move along.
I was also going to say that I think you've got Kevin and Eric in key places within the university. And if there were issues or problems,
we would have heard about it. For sure, that's good.
Okay. Thank you.
It's a good question.
Can I ask a question? With this, the time, right, constraint that is placed on it by trying to work with all of this, just like you were initially talking about trying to not necessarily incur the interest payment this first time, but we are going to incur that. So we have to have some contingency plan, or do we have a contingency plan, or we should have one, on what additional costs we will have to pay until the transfer happens, given time, you know, impediments that are not the fault of FSU, but because of what's happening with the EDA.
Paraphrase that question.
Like the contingency plan I can answer is Eisenhower.
Yeah, and we still have a bunch of cash. And remember, as I said earlier, we have $1.7 million in cash right now. And again, this is so that the expectation on daring, you know, begrudgingly say that I do believe this lab will transfer somewhere between September and December this year. Now, I'll caveat that with the fact that I told you guys it would transfer by December of last year. So you must take that suggestion, that expectation with that backdrop.
And we right, said, and I guess that's why I'm saying I know that we probably, while there's the soft contingency, I think we may need to just look at that more as a harder potential. That's all.
Yeah, and I think, you know, I mentioned this a little earlier, the exec committee, we bounced around even timelines. You know, if at the end of the year we don't see any confirmed date on the transfer, we might need to bring to the board a recommendation to sell Eisenhower, to put an Eisenhower on the market.
I mean, or against it, I mean,
right.
But those are
that as our contingency plan.
We are not, I don't believe we're an entity that somebody is going to fund when our plans involve going away. Mm-hmm. So the contingency plan, if we run out of money, that solves itself. What I'm trying to avoid here, and in my plan, at least for the last 18 months, is I'm trying to glide this in as clean as possible for the county, for the DEP, so that nobody's got to do a bunch of work. Crash landing is an option. I'm just trying to avoid that scenario, right? Mm-hmm. Running out of money means somebody else will clean it up and pay for those transactions and probably a gazillion dollars in legal fees, frankly. So I think that the duty to kind of land this thing as neatly as we possibly can is appropriate.
Did we halfway answer your question?
Oh, yeah, we did. I mean, you did. And I, like I said, I think it's softly we have had it as a contingency. I just think that given where we are and what's happened in the world, that may not have been as much of a thought. But, you know, the plan is there. There's, you know, we just need to be aware of it. That's all. Mindful that it's more of a possibility today than it was last year this time when we were thinking that we would have transferred by December of last year.
Right. Any other questions or thoughts?
Anyone want Eric or
yeah, Rich? I want you guys to go first.
Okay. Well, it's a pretty, what they've kind of set up here is pretty clear that Eric's going to focus primarily on the dollar residuals.
Right.
And I'm going to try to focus on the Eisenhower, the land residuals. The main thing is that one of the purposes that can probably be put to privately, by turning it to the county, could have multiple uses. Maybe one of those types of transactions. My suggestion, at least in the short term, is to move forward with this feasibility study that Michael mentioned we haven't done yet. I think it's appropriate to move forward because it'll take about 3 months, up to 3 months. Couldn't take that long to do that. And that would save us that time, give us a clearer idea of what the value of the property is. And then it would allow us to know what limitations, if any, we have on the property. So if we wanted to sell it or return it to the county.
So an appraisal or a feasibility study?
Well, I'd say feasibility study. I'm not a real estate guru, so I'll defer to
anyone. Are you sticking something along with kind of a highest and best use analysis
study? Just to be sure that there's no technical, no legal, no environmental issues.
We've done most of that.
Yeah,
I mean, we have clear title. There's no environmental. The zoning is what it is.
It's pretty easy to.
And it's high. So it's not a water problem.
You can downgrade
easier.
Easier. I guess it's actually upgrading a bit, but an industrial piece can you can and it's. In an area that you wanted to, you could convert it to multifamily. I mean, there's
It's harder to get the industrial than it is multifamily.
For some reason, yeah.
Is there anything that would give you a firmer indication of value?
You know,
we could talk to other agents.
Or an appraisal. An appraisal probably would cost us $5,000.
That would cost.
And we might only want to do it because an appraisal would look at highest and best use, the title of the market. I mean, you get some meaningful information.
They might. Well, I guess, I mean, our hope is that we're not the ones selling it for sure, right? That's certainly what our plan.
So we might want to, I mean, it kind of, we might want to play it out in a couple of months and see if we get a firm date before we spend the $500. It might even be $7,500 to do a commercial appraisal on that. But I think at some point we should, you know, maybe end of August, if we don't have a kind of firm date, maybe we go for an appraisal. Appraisal will take about 3 weeks, yes. Take a month.
Yeah. Might be interesting to know what the county would require if they did want to receive the bond.
Well, they don't really have a choice. At the end of the day, it used to be theirs. That's the most suspicious part, right? Is the county trading it?
Anyway, I don't want to answer that. I can find out, but yeah, it's kind of a coerced transfer, I think. Right. But
if there's something we can do to make life easier, that would certainly be worth knowing. You know, because we haven't contemplated what that and any what's that paper trail look like. From us to them. Let me under these scenarios. Haven't looked at that.
That's
a fair question.
Let me look into that.
Okay. And if there's something we need to do, we should do it. Just like consistent with what we're trying to do with FSU and everybody else, we should grease the skids as best we can to make these things easy.
And I suspect if we were forced, might not be the right word, if we have to sell Eisenhower, we're going to have to get an appraisal. Mm-hmm. So it probably doesn't hurt us to maybe end of August. Go ahead and do that because I'm sure John is a knowledgeable real estate guy.
Of course,
that's a good
right. That's a good face
appraisal, and they have to come by certain standards and look at comparable sales. And
if Rick, you'll ask first. Let me know. But yeah, we can get an appraisal going quick.
Well, I've got my LCRDA hat on now, but you know, it's helpful for us to know what the process might be on the county to receive it. But it may be in LCRDA's best interest to sell it before to help our balance in terms
of. If we need it, I think that the general expectation, I don't want to speak for anybody else, is that if we don't need it, there's no reason to convert that to cash.
For sure.
Because it might have a better use.
To somebody in somewhere, yeah, maybe. But I think our bias would be that we're not bringing cash in this, even if I go out 12 months from today. At some point, if all of a sudden it looked like 36 months from now we're still going to own this place, that's a different situation, right? But if you told me that for sure, and you know, I believe this, that certainly by the end of the year we're going to have this, because the Pond and Road will be gone before then.
And what's the next payment for us on Eisenhower? Is it said?
No, Eisenhower is debt free. We don't know. The next principal interest payment is on this building, and that's the FSU on $4 million. Okay. We'll have made only an interest payment this month, and then. Well, in June of next year, we'll have to make a P&I payment, which is 410. I mean, that's a real number.
Rick, we got that property as a swap for something.
We owned a piece of property behind it, and the county, we wanted the corner, the county wanted to tie something in, and so we traded 18 acres for 18 acres, literally the same little area.
How did we originally get it to them?
Do not know the
answer. Gift from somebody?
I don't know the
answer. I think it was.
I think I heard
it. Some family gave land to the county.
And we ended up with the better spot.
I remember that.
It's finally, it looks like, and the land behind us was a firing range. So there's lots of lead behind us, but not on our side.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Put any more lead.
That's all.
There.
Okay. This idea is related to predicated on LCRDA's mission in terms of global research and economic development. And essentially, it involves using the final output or amount of money to fund a grant program to focus on technologies that have been patented or patent pending ideally something that is well along in terms of development for a product near term relationship, in order to essentially justify the use of the word economic development in terms of the use of it and so on. So I had earlier presented this idea in general concept to the executive committee. And what it involved was, and I just used a million-dollar number, and to an application effort, say five projects that qualify according to their patenting and their term commercialization and so forth, and give them essentially one-fifth of what was left over. That would involve a little bit of complication. It could be easily handled, I think, an application process, a review process, and all of the rest. It could easily be handled by FSU. But so what I want to do is kind of want to revise that idea a bit. It turns out that in a year or so ago, you got this Ignite grant that you kind of referenced earlier. Within that is some money each year to fund some projects that qualify exactly what I had talked about. Things that are patented or patent pending, new term commercialization potential, and so on and so forth. It turns out that in the last month or so, there's been an effort to get those applications. And as somewhat of a surprise to me, they received 66 applications.
I had to review 11 of them.
You did?
Yeah.
That was really, when I heard that number, it was like, I had no idea that there were that many commercial potential opportunities unfunded floating around FSU. And it's a shame if they could only fund five of them.
They only funded
five.
They had $500,000.
$500,000. 66 potential. Now, that 66 number is certainly in the capacity. I mean, it's a huge number for a place like FSU, but there's a lot more percolating under the surface if you really
dive into it. Yeah.
So my thought has been or is, now to piggyback on that grant application system. It's already done. By the middle of next month, they will have the grants reviewed, scored, and ranked, and then we'll be ready to fund the top five. Now, either can be done all at the same time, depending on timing. It looks more like it would be offset. But you can fund five immediately and five subject to availability of funds, or five, whatever number. Subject to the availability of funds. And when that happens, you can fund a few more. Again, I'll keep everything the same. $100,000 increment, you just move the pay line down, whatever number of slots that you can afford to do. And it's done, it's easy, it's simple. Plus it will make a dramatic impact if economic development is important here. And this is at least one type of the raw material you have to create it, fertilizing it a bit with a little bit of money is very important. I don't think you could say that the top five grants will be any better than the next five, or the next five, or the next five after that. It's all a matter of opinion and an educated guess. So expanding the opportunity down to a lower level in the pay line, moving that down, would, in my view, make a dramatic impact and really be completely within the scope of what LCRA is supposed to do. And that seemed possible with luck and maybe a little bit of PR. Other entities could be inspired to add to that number as well. I don't know if that's what happened, but there's a lot of companies who were willing to help out individuals, perhaps even some governmental agencies, find a few bucks here or there. to make that happen. And the outgrowths, it's hard to tell, but we complain at FSU about having ideas that go unfunded forever and ever, patent life disappears, and so on and so forth. This is a way to fertilize that and to make it happen a lot quicker, and you'd really be able to realize something within time to actually get some royalties stacked up and going. So anyway, that's the idea.
I really think we need to keep these things going. And if someone has another idea presented, and I think we just gotta make sure our
time. See where we are on the timing. Yeah. Makes sense. Yeah. The other thing I would, you know, just to add a twist, a bit of vote, would be an option with leftover cash, when and wherever that is to fund future scholarships of rentals in this building, in the park, to say we would like, again, have to be administered by somebody else. We could have no part of it. If we had $500,000 left over, or $250,000 left, and say, we at FSU, we want you to make sure, for maybe we can limit it to FSU and FAMU IP, you know, stuff coming out of those two programs. We want to make sure there's some funding for folks to get a year's rent in this labs to take their idea that would otherwise qualify, but they don't have rent. And we could scholarship. That money would be going back into this lab, back into the park, back into economic development, back into IP from either FSU or FAMU. And we can put some strings around how we want them to administer it. I think similar to what Eric suggested. But I think that is in scope in terms of our mission to make sure the success not only of the lab, but the companies coming in to facilitate some more of those folks coming in here. And I'm making this up as I go with this 1 year or 2 years or whatever it is. And they have to meet some criteria set. But I think I would like to put a teeth around from the FSU and FAMU IP, since those folks and entities have played a role in the space and the park, frankly.
This to me offers an opportunity for LCRDA in its last pass to direct some money in an area that they say. So given the Eisenhower property has substantial value, I would favor, again, waiting for the proper time, selling it and converting it into cash to be used to fund things like what you're talking about, perhaps what I was talking about, and maybe some other things, I don't know. But rather than let somebody else have the ability to decide what happens, we can take control of that too. As long and the justification, I would say, are worthy things that are actually going to be meaningful impacts that people have been complaining for years. Well, there's no companies in Tallahassee. They aren't moving here. They aren't doing this or that. Build this building because of that. Helping it out a little bit because of that would be important too. But also nucleating the ability to address needs for licensing and product development are always, FSU hasn't done it for a while. You used to have a gap program in college in which they would give $50,000 to ideas within the university that had near-term commercialization potential. Those created a lot of stir, a lot of activity. I don't know right now what kind of economic benefit, but there was some significant stuff, but it offered an opportunity, an inspiration to the faculty to actually convert some of their ideas into practical things.
Good thoughts, guys.
Keep them coming.
Yeah,
I think it's a great idea. I mean, it's worthy of discussion just on its merits. Mm-hmm. But in addition to that, it'd be a great way in terms of a public messaging standpoint to say that, you know, as we start to transition, this is you know, one last major thing that we're doing to basically align with our mission, as it has been from day one, right? Mm-hmm. So in addition to just the merit of it and the value it provides, I think it's a good message for us to send as we close out.
Any other business we need to discuss?
Question: what are we still on our books as a value of Eisenhower?
Don't know what was shown on it.
Very, very little.
Yeah, it's nothing material. It's nothing material.
Very little.
Yeah, it's nothing. It's nothing. Yeah. Material. It's all this delete, but yeah, I can confirm that.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a drug development. There's. I'm getting an answer if I don't have it today.
I don't have a broken down. I get that quote. I'll get it for you.
Any other questions? Anything else we need to discuss? Need a motion to adjourn?
Move.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.